Nome's nonprofits and churches remain exempt from city sales tax, and retailers will not have their unsold inventories taxed. But at last night's Nome City Council meeting, one effort to charge property tax on airplanes did move forward. A packed house gathered in City Council chambers to hear the introduction or first reading of three ordinances meant to bring in more revenue for the city. The council was not able to debate the issues. That could only come during a second reading. But that did not stop small business owners, nonprofit directors, and members of the public from telling the council what they thought. And those thoughts were a chorus of rejection for all three proposals. Nome resident Kenny Hughes.
I would like to argue against even going to first reading with it. Go ahead, kill it now. Save all the time.
Barb Nichols with the Nome Chamber of Commerce says taxing items businesses hold in inventory after they've already barged up a full winter's supply and then assessing sales tax again when the items are sold would hurt businesses.
Our business community has already ordered and received their goods to last throughout our long winters to ensure the community has what it needs. Now, without any notice, this exemption could be moved this year. And again, these same goods will be taxed by the city of Nome when they're sold. How can the city of Nome expect to receive taxes on the same inventory twice?
CoAIRC President Melanie Banky says the services the regional nonprofit provides are usually performed by government agencies. Agencies, she notes, would remain exempt from the sales tax.
Many of these programs exist because CoAIRC assumed the functions of the federal government to deliver these services. The federal government enjoys the benefit of the tax exemption. It would seem to penalize the tribal governments in this region for exerting self-governance by taxing these programs because they are not operated by the federal government.
But some spoke to the need for residents to pay more to support the city that allows their nonprofits and businesses to exist. Without expressing clear support for or against any of the proposals, business owner Roland Trowbridge, who is also KNOM's chief engineer, says the city should do a better job collecting sales tax from Nome's cash economy.
There's a lot of business going on here in Nome where sales tax isn't being collected. A lot of people doing business on the side, repairs and that kind of stuff, where they're just taking pocket cash money. And for those people doing business and doing that, you're not helping yourself. You're not helping anybody, because that is what it costs to run this town. But the reality is I depend on this city to function correctly for my business to operate. And so do the nonprofits. We all need to start saying, okay, where do we want the money to come from?
Fresh from attending last week's Alaska Municipal League, a gathering of city administrators from around the state, Nome City Manager Josie Banky says other Alaska cities, large and small, face similar budget shortfalls and scrambles for revenue, and it's raising questions of just what jobs people expect their city to do.
This year, our operating budget's gone down. We all continue to deal with health care costs rising. Some of the other challenges, I think, is, you know, really the disconnect between what residents see and what they want and what they're willing to pay for. I think this is going to continue on here through the next several months, of course. Sometimes there's disagreement on what the core functions of the city are, what they should be.
The sales tax exemption went before the council and was dead on arrival. Not a single council member voted to even consider it for a first reading. The proposal to tax business inventories also failed with a 2-in-favor and 3-against vote. That left just one proposal passing for second reading, an effort to assess property tax on airplanes and other aircraft. That brought Janice Doherty, speaking on behalf of pilots and her family, to tell the council that taxing aircraft would hurt Nome in the long run.
We're all going to pass the fees on to the customers, and now you're going to have less people traveling into Nome because they're not going to be able to afford it. There's going to be, you know, a detriment to your revenue with your city taxes for people purchasing goods and services, staying in hotels, getting taxi rides, renting vehicles, buying groceries from our stores, and eating in the restaurants. So I think that we need to really look at that before we consider this.
But Councilmember Gerald Brown says there are enough city services at the airport to merit the tax.
I've seen the fire trucks responding to issues at the airport. I've seen the police responding to issues at the airport. I know that there's water and sewer provided out there, probably for a fee. You know, so services are being provided.
The council called for a list of other cities that assess property tax on airplanes and a list of what entity owns the airport in those communities when the proposal comes up for a second reading and public comment at the council's next meeting on Monday, December 8th.